For the record, my name is Dave Juvet. I'm a senior vice president with the Business and Industry Association, the New Hampshire Statewide Chamber of Commerce. I certainly did not want to write that we oppose the bill because we recognize, along with most other chambers and other trade associations, practitioners, and business people, that something does need to be done on the issue of reasonable compensation. We do need some clarity and some guidelines. It is not a good thing, piggybacking on what Commissioner Arnold said earlier, it is not a good thing for the state to be having to audit and collect additional money from 6,000 some businesses a year on this issue. That is not the way tax policy should work. So we also applaud the sponsor and the committee for taking a very serious look at this issue and working towards it. And we agree with the commissioner that we view this bill as being a good first step. I had sort of a funny conversation with a reporter earlier asking, well, do you think it's an excellent first step? And I said, no, I wouldn't say excellent. I would say it's a good first step. Steve Burke, who is one of the state's foremost tax attorneys, was working with the commissioner and a number of other tax practitioners on language relating to reasonable comp over the summer and the fall on behalf of the BIA. Having said that, I do think it's important to say that we do not support the amended version of this bill. We think it's the starting place for a discussion. We think it's a good first step. The intent of the people working on this was really to do two things. First of all, to provide greater clarity for business people and their tax practitioners, tax advisors, on what can be taken is reasonable compensation. And second, to craft some type of safe harbor that would be acceptable to most small businesses, the state's smallest businesses. At least that's what our goal was in working with the department. On the first issue, we would grade House Bill 1607 is about a D, frankly. There are still very, very many areas of gray areas that are going to leave tax practitioners not knowing how to advise their clients. On the issue of the safe harbor, I'd probably grade that a C. I think the $50,000 level is probably better for most small businesses than the current $6,000 level. However, again, like former Commissioner Arnold, we think it is probably unfair moving to that safe harbor being on the entity, the business entity, rather than the individual. And you can clearly understand why. If you have an entity that has a single owner, they get a $50,000 safe harbor. If you have another small business entity that has two owners, which is very common up and down Main Street, that's only $25,000 per individual. It just seems unfair. We also think the $50,000 is probably too low. But that's another problem in the work the subcommittee is going to do. No matter what number you put for a safe harbor, some people are going to think that's too low. So we're hoping to share with the subcommittee working on this bill. There are other paradigms that can be used. Commissioner Arnold referred to them. There are at least two that I'm aware of, other efforts, other pieces of legislation dealing with this issue in the Senate that take a completely different approach to the issue of reasonable compensation. So I'm hopeful that the subcommittee will take a look at those ideas and see if they have some merit too. Mr. Chairman, I know it's been a long day. That concludes my testimony. We will be working closely with the subcommittee. And on behalf of BIA, I'd like to bring in some of the tax attorneys and CPAs who've been advising us. I think they would also be of help to you.